One is my professional mission, and then I have a personal mission. My first professional mission is help businesses grow and generate profits and revenue with my various skill set, be it operations, program management, engineering, be it business development, strategy, corporate development, things like that. That's one thing, that's the professional. And then I have a personal, which is I wanna make a meaningful impact for STEM professionals to become influential business leaders, and particularly those that are in the aerospace and defense realm industry. And then I have purpose. All that's wrapped into really fostering understanding and using our diverse beings to be successful in whatever we're doing.
Welcome to the Wheel With It podcast with your host, Devin. At Wheel With It, we are dedicated to exploring DEI issues in a fair, balanced, and fun way. Let's get into the episode.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Wheel With It. I am your host, Devin Readers, and today we have Dwayne Allen on the podcast. He has a lot of great things to say about leadership and mentoring, and he's doing a lot of great things for the African-American community. So I think you'll really enjoy this conversation. And before we get started, I just wanted to say that I forgot to turn my video on this whole entire Zoom meeting. So my side does not have video except for the intro that you're watching right now. So the actual conversation does not have video because I forgot to turn my video on. That was my fault. But other than that, enjoy this conversation with Dwayne. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Wheel With It. Today I am here with Dwayne Allen. We requested to be on the show, and that always makes me excited because we don't get very many requests. Dwayne, how are you today?
Doing great, Devin. How are you?
Good. If we could start by telling us about yourself, and then we will get started.
Yeah, sure. So I am an executive for aerospace and defense company. I've been in aerospace and defense for about 25 years. I have two missions. One is my professional mission, and then I have a personal mission. My first professional mission is help businesses grow and generate profits and revenue with my various skill set, be it operations, program management, engineering, be it business development, strategy, corporate development, things like that. That's one thing. That's the professional one. Then I have a personal mission, which is I want to make a meaningful impact for 1,000 STEM professionals to become influential business leaders, and particularly those that are in the aerospace and defense realm industry. And then I have purpose, all that's wrapped into really fostering understanding and using our diverse beings to be successful in whatever we're doing. And so what I've done over these last parts of the year, last year and this year, just starting to share some things on various things on my thoughts on leadership, my thoughts on how to show up, my thoughts on how to prepare yourself to be ready for leadership. And then also thinking about those topics of what leadership is, in particular around the topic of exceptional leadership and how that shows up and how you can grow together and building a community around that. And then I saw your podcast and really so impressed with yourself and the level of guests that you brought. And I figured, hey, I can share my story, share some passions here with you. And so that's why I'm here.
Thank you for the compliment, first of all. And second of all, how did you get into this leadership thing? Was it just by accident?
No, it's actually something I want to say. I'm a spiritual person. I think it's driving towards my God-given purpose, right? You know that, I don't know how, I'm not going to date myself, that kid that's always, even in kindergarten, first, second grade, the one is always thrown in front to go speak for the class or at the school ceremony and things like that. Yeah. I was that kid that had to speak in church, Black, particularly down in the where I grew up in Memphis, to talk about Martin Luther King Jr. and speak on a Black history topic, or I was that student in college where I wasn't the smartest student, but I was always the one that was in front to speak and speak about the project, particularly in engineering. Or in my work life, it's been someone who's been able to, even as if I was leading a team or being a part of a team, to bring that team together around a common vision, a common strategy, a common goal, and executing to meet results. And so I think what that is in my essence is that in leadership, right? And it's shown up in a lot of all my tasks as I've been doing. And that's probably what it is. And I say, hey, you know what? I got something to share with the world. And it's unique, but it's also a culmination of study and culmination of experiences and a culmination of just thoughts and things that I would like to put out into the space. And so I think that's probably my purpose, and I'm growing into that purpose, if you will.
That's great. Can you give us a little definition of what exceptional leadership is to you?
Yeah, exceptional leadership to me is embodying all those characteristics of a leader to bring a team together, because you can't have leaders without followers, to influence folks from move from point A to point B. And it's not just say, hey, I'm a hard charger. It's more about being able to influence and have a vision and being able to communicate that vision, being able to show people what good looks like and executing that vision, and then help holding yourself and everybody accountable to those traits of execution to get to the results that you want to get to. And it's a bunch of tenets that we're going over. You can check out my podcast, and you'll check out my newsletter that's out there around that called The Storyteller, at storyteller.beehive.com, really to talk about a lot of those traits that are embedded in that.
So we will put all those links in the show notes. Sure. Can you give us what you think some of those traits are, just very briefly?
Yeah, so I'm going to begin with where you start and what you are, right? And how you build your personal leadership. And I have this moniker called the 5B. And it's some characteristics that you got to be, and excuse the pun, but pardon the pun, to really show up in the space that you're in and executing something, whatever it be. And this could be for high school, college, in your professional life, in your personal life, in your community-based life, right? And those Bs are, the first B is be prepared, right? And that's about understanding the situation that you're going into, really looking and researching and being prepared in those moments and for that moment that's going to occur. The second one is be on time, right? And be on time is more than just a chronological thing where, hey, I'm on time for this podcast, but it's also being able to say the right thing and having the ability to say the right thing at the right time to move a conversation, move an execution, move a point forward. The third point is a trait that I say is I want you to be inquisitive, right? Where you're in a session of a group of people or within yourself, or you research or something, and asking the questions that really drive innovation and drive being, first it says that you're present, but it also drives innovation between you and the group that you're in, or you just going through a topic to get to those results. It's asking the why, how can we do this better? Or here's an idea that I have, can I add it here? Just that's those type of things. The fourth thing is being impactful. Be impactful. And being impactful is about me figuring out where I fit in and how can I add value to the situation I'm in. And that's good. And really showing up and delivering on that value and delivering on it to that point of here. I'm being impactful today and trying to add value to your podcast. And I've studied myself to make sure that I'm ready and trying to make sure I'm bringing value to what your podcast brings, right? Along with sharing my thoughts and bringing that to the world. And then the last piece, I call it, and the most important one is be yourself. This is understanding who you are, what you are, and being authentically you in the place that you're in. If you are I'm a big Clifton Strengths guy. So if you're somebody who leads from a point of influence, you're making sure that you are showing up as who you are and your comfortable self. First is authentic, people believe that, people can see it, and you can move to a point. But it's also you being comfortable in your skin, knowing how you get things done, and knowing how you show up, and being strong in that. So you don't have to dim your light, if you will. We all beautifully and wonderfully made in an image of our Creator. And so we must show up and be proud of that image that and how we're made.
So that is amazing what you just said. How can people like develop some of these?
Yeah, it's all about, I dare say, you got to do a bunch of stuff, right? I think people can learn and from understanding, doing a personal assessment of who they are and what their purpose are. A lot of reading. One of my favorite books to read is Understanding Your Purpose, Understanding Who You Are, Starting With Why. Those are some great books. Purpose-driven life, Purpose by Design, just understanding where your purpose and just outlining that and what your interests are and mapping that and some gain some alignment with that, with your interests and your passions and your skill set that you bring, and then what your career may look like. The other piece of it, you can do other personal assessments like Myers-Briggs, Clifton Strengths. Things like those are important, where you really get an assessment of how you understand your own emotional intelligence, right? You're growing that muscle and really pushing a understanding of how you show up. And then once you master and start mastering yourself and how you deal with adversity, how you are in situations, and understanding your ticks, right? Then you can start really understanding how other people's, how they show up and how you can get the best out of them and they can get the best out of you based on how they show up in the workplace, community, wherever. And that's really something that seeing somebody's being authentically them, that's how those things. Those are a couple of ways you can do it, but it's all about just really assessing and taking that personal time to look at you and who you
are. So that I think I've taken the Myers-Briggs. Maybe I haven't, don't remember.
Yeah.
I figured out my Enneagram number at the very least. Can I ask what Enneagram number you are?
I haven't done the Enneagram thing. I haven't done that one. I need to do that one. I've done, so Myers-Briggs, I'm a super ENFP.
My ending letter is a J. I forgot the other ones.
Yeah, it's S or T. It's either F or S. You're feeling or you're sensing. Don't worry about it. It's just, yeah.
Anyway,
I'll have to
look up my.
Yeah, and you know what? Do it again, because you change from the last time you did it.
Yeah.
You morph as a human being. We mature, we grow, we go through our experiences, and we might show up differently. We show up differently because we mature. So do it again. I try to do mine, do the ideogram score. I'll do that thing. I'm taking the notes to get that. I do mine probably every time I'm making a career move, or is this a promotion coming up, and say, okay, does this me show up today? And how does that show up? And I go look and try to look at the results of how I've matured over time. What's different? Say you took it the first time and you were fresh out of school, fresh out of college, or fresh out of high school. And then you completed college, or you got your, from the other extreme, got done your first 3 years of schooling, first 3 years at the job, right? And so you need to do it again and look at it. Okay, what things have I developed? Or how am I showing up more? What things have changed over that time?
Yeah, that's really insightful. Have you, random pivot here, have you read Dare to Lead by Brené Brown?
No, I haven't. What's my favorite Brené book? I have to go to my Audible that I'm listening to now. I love her stuff, though. I haven't read that. Could you tell me more about it?
It's just a leadership book, and she takes all the work that she does and puts it into a leadership context for people in leadership. And it's really good.
I do love her books. I do have a bunch by Brené Brown, and it's in my, so I'm a crazy reader. You probably figured that out already.
Yeah, I don't read as much as I should, but
and let me say it better. I'm a even crazier listener because of apps like Audible and things
Yes.
Audible travel a lot.
Dream. I can't read anything without having audio to listen along to.
Yeah.
So Audible is like a dream.
Yeah, so it's like my favorite Brené Brown books. I got it in front of me now. It's Dare to Lead and The Power of Vulnerability.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
Yep, I missed it. I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't hear it all right. Yeah, Dare to Lead is my favorite one. And Power Vulnerability is the other one that I've been listening to as of late. And her TED Talks are good, particularly as being a man and then being an African-American man, that power of vulnerability really helped me understand who I am and when to be vulnerable and who to trust and how to trust better and more, and understanding that sometimes somebody's not going to deal with it, and that's their issue, not mine. I really appreciate her works. I really
appreciate it. And she's funny too. She's very funny.
Yeah, and she's matter of fact, right? She just gives it to you to the truth. And I always appreciate lecturers that give it to how my grandfather used to say, go get it to where the goats can get it. And so that means you don't come up here, you put it at a level that everybody can understand. So I really appreciate that.
What leadership ventures are you in now, kind of?
What leadership ventures I am in now? Is that the question? So I've been in a bunch.
You don't have to give us the whole thing.
No, the one that I am in right now is I'm a leader in this organization called the 100 Black Men of Greater Charlotte. The 100 Black Men of America is one of the oldest mentoring organizations, started in the 1960s. It was started by a group of African-American executives during that time, as well as somebody you might know like Jackie Robinson, to really focus on mentoring boys and mentoring African-American boys and getting them prepared for life as a whole and looking at them as a whole person and using that. And I serve as, I'll keep my title, I serve as the Vice President of Leadership and Development. And I have a couple programs and a team of gents that help me out. We have a couple programs one's called the Pathways to Success Program, which is like a leadership development program. We take high school juniors and seniors and some college age students in the local area and take them through a 15-week leadership program where we do personal assessments like we just talked about. We take them through personal development and a professional development curriculum, like resume writing and understanding your career and goal setting. And we take their goals of what they want to do and help them create plans and sessions to do that. Along with that, we also provide them mentoring. And we call it a mentoring over a lifetime. And the 100 Black Men of America has this thing called the Four Pillars, where we talk about education, mentoring, health and wellness, and economic development, where we take all our students and all our cohorts and mentees through a set of programming to help them be prepared for life. And we mentor them through a lifetime. And we really target mostly African-American boys to men at ages starting in elementary school all the way through college. And it's an organization I spend a significant amount of my time, free time outside the daily job of working that. And it's very rewarding. It gives me an opportunity to give back, which is big for me. And it also gives me an opportunity to continue to grow my skill sets from a leadership development standpoint. And so I'm really proud to be a part of that organization.
That sounds like an amazing
organization. Check us out. Yeah, we're on to Google us. We're out there. We've been doing. It's a great organization. It brings a lot of folks together. You'll see a lot of famous faces that's a part of that organization.
What's it called again?
The 100 Black Men of America. We call it the 100.
Okay. We will put all those links in the show notes. And how can people get involved if they want to?
Yeah, so I would say look and see if they're engaged in their community, in their local area. We're in most major cities around the country. And we got some major cities around the world. But we're always looking for people to bring their expertise, people who care about our kids, our boy, and people who want to figure out a way to share and understand and help our boys in their way of life. And as we all know, we have a thing to say, what they see is what they'll be. And we make sure our boys understand that whatever dreams they have, we have folks that looks like them, that have been through some of the same experiences and life experiences that they are going through to help them out and be there. and get them out in front and basically help them understand that they are successful and we show them a way, the way to get to it.
Yes. Is there anything else you want to add before we get off here? And where can people follow you on social media?
No, I just want to thank you for that opportunity to be here and share my passions and things like that. But you can find me on a couple of things. You can find me on LinkedIn at Dwayne M. Allen. You'll find me there. I'll post a lot of my leadership stuff there. I have a newsletter that's out. It's The Storyteller. It's all about my leadership experiences and leadership topics to help us grow that community around there. And then I just started a podcast with another good friend of mine, Mr. Robert Wesley. And it's called Brothers in Aerospace and Defense. And we are both in the aerospace and defense industry. We've been spending significant years there. And we basically deep dive into a lot of topics around in the aerospace and defense sector, be it technical, be it leadership based, be it business based, and really give our spin on it and let folks know that our industry is thriving and we absolutely need the talent of everyone who has an affinity for it to come and be a part of it. I'm proud to kick those things off. That's how you can catch up with me.
That's incredible what you're doing. It really is. Thank you so much for being on here. I'm sorry if I missed it, but you don't have Instagram or Facebook or anything like that. Just LinkedIn?
No, I'm fine. Just LinkedIn. Yeah. Just
okay. LinkedIn. Yeah. And that's all for today. And we'll see you guys next episode. Bye, guys.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember to follow the show and our guests on social media and subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast app using the links in the show notes. Please remember to rate and review us. See you next time.